They're going on trial again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The father and son, already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, now face federal charges. Fox's Tanya J. Powers is on the case live.
Dave, jury selection gets underway just days after that father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, announced plans to plead guilty to a federal hate crime, then backed down. The judge in the case rejected the terms of the deal, which was also opposed by Ahmaud Arbery's family. The McMichaels will stand trial along with a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan. All three are white. Arbery, who was black, was killed almost 2 years ago after being chased by the three men through a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood. Travis and Greg McMichael were convicted of murder in a state trial in November and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Brian, who shot video of that shooting, was given life with parole. Dave.
Tanya, another federal trial may resume today in Minnesota for three fired police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death. The trial was halted when one of those ex-cops got COVID. Derek Chauvin, convicted of murdering Floyd, already pleaded guilty to that federal charge. The U.S. keeps warning Russia could invade Ukraine any day.
Fox News sources say that General Mark Milley warned lawmakers last week that if Russia were to launch an attack on Ukraine, its capital, Kyiv, could fall in less than 3 days.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
According to U.S. intelligence, Russia has 70% of the forces needed to launch a full-scale invasion. Yesterday, the 82nd Airborne Division arrived in Poland near Ukraine's borders to provide support.
Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells ABC's This Week China's leaders watching closely.
If Putin could go into Ukraine with no resistance, certainly Xi will take Taiwan. He's always wanted this.
Those two leaders met at the start of the Winter Olympics, where Russia leads the medal count with six. The U.S. has three, all silver. A big business deal has landed this morning. Two budget airlines are merging. Frontier is buying Spirit in a deal worth nearly $3 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will keep his focus on the Russia-Ukraine situation today, meeting with one of our key allies.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's meeting with President Biden comes as the two nations and other NATO allies pressure Russia to turn back tens of thousands of troops on the Ukrainian border. Germany has urged caution with some potential sanctions against Russian energy companies. The U.S. is working with other countries to increase energy production in case of a natural gas shortage. The White House says the two leaders will also discuss the COVID pandemic and climate change before a joint news conference. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden wants to help unions turn around a trend of declining membership. A Biden task force put out a report today with 70 recommendations for making it easier for federal workers and contractors to join unions. Only about 10% of all U.S. workers are unionized. 40 years ago, it was double that. The NFL's best players battled it out in the Pro Bowl, with the AFC edging the NFC 41-35. Then after the game, New Orleans star running back Alvin Kamara was arrested, and he remains in jail this morning in Las Vegas awaiting a hearing. Kamara is charged with battery, accused of beating someone at a nightclub the night before. The final game of the season is this coming Sunday.
We're just 6 days away from the Cincinnati Bengals and Los Angeles Rams duking it out in Super Bowl 56. The Bengals will land in Los Angeles tomorrow for the big game at SoFi Stadium, which the Rams call home. Players and coaches will address the media throughout the week leading up to kickoff, with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell also set to give his State of the League address, as a bevy of activities will be available for fans throughout the week in L.A., including the Super Bowl experience, as we await the crowd. crowning of a new champ in the NFL. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, modestly rising futures suggest stocks could rise to start the week, adding to last week's gains. The Dow rose 1%, the NASDAQ gained more than 2%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.